Well, like I said earlier tonight, I just want you to kind of sit back and take a deep breath for just a moment, because tonight I'm going to share on a topic that I've called Peace Be Still. You know, I know we've discussed a lot about in the past the idea of finding rest, being in God's presence, and other things of that nature, but I wanted to speak briefly on this topic of being still. So we're going to start here in the book of Mark. If you want to turn there, or you can just listen, whatever you're blessed to do. Mark chapter 4, to be exact. And we kind of know this record. Mark chapter 4, verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Verse 40. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? This record in Mark chapter 4, I don't know about to you, but to me it sounds just like what people, us included, experience when the time comes to encounter harrowing situations. And I mean anything and everything from financial stress, relationship troubles, job issues, not feeling adequate enough due to whatever circumstance that you may be facing, losing a loved one, losing a job. I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on. And I, you know what I call these? I call these life storms. Because when a storm hits, and a storm usually comes in increments. And for those of us here in Southern California, we usually notice that the clouds begin to change a little bit. The color of the clouds start to get gray. The blue skies start to disappear, and then it might start to drop in temperature a little bit, depending on the time of year, of course. After that, the wind might pick up a little bit, and then it may start to rain. Usually by that time, rain stops and goes whenever it does rain here in Southern California. And if you're in another part of the country, I'm sorry I can't speak to your local weather trends, but I'm sure that there are similarities. But for us, when it rains, it usually pours, as they say. And that equates to the wave of strong emotion that may fill our minds while dealing with these things. But God, those two words, but God always prevails, and the storms do pass. And you know what happens after a storm passes? Well, the sun comes out. The sun usually comes out of the clouds. And metaphorically speaking, I would call that clarity and God's wisdom, as we just heard about yesterday morning. But I wanted to look at some scriptures that heavily emphasize peace, because we all need it. We all need peace. We all need clarity. We all need to be at a point of being able to make choices and decisions with a sound mind. Jesus said, Peace be still. How is it that you have no faith? I'm sure we can all relate to these guys that were freaking out, because it's quite the challenge to think rationally when a storm is occurring in life. And I'll speak for myself when I say that at the current moment, I have about three different storms going on. And they do cause waves of emotion more often than not. But God is a God of peace and will always prevail. Let's take a look at Psalm 23. Psalm 23, how classic this one is. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Doesn't that just make you want to close your eyes and watch the clouds for a little bit? Although you can't watch the clouds with your eyes closed, but you know what I mean. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. I mean, I just love this. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. And it kind of goes on. But you get the picture here, right? Like, take a deep breath. Sometimes, you know, something I've had trouble with this week for sure is just breathing. Take a deep breath. And allow God to just touch your heart. Allow him to work as he does best. Because you know what? I want to read this verse in Joshua chapter 1. I think we all struggle with the idea of forgetting that God is actually there when, and especially when we don't feel like it. But Joshua 1:9 says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go." I mean, God is not surprised by anything. No matter what troubles or turmoil we may face, it does not take God by surprise. Because whatever is going on in our world right now, or come what may, God sees it and has seen it time and time again. And I think we can have a load of confidence in knowing that. Would you agree? Because confidence equals faith in many respects. But just like Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You know, when a life storm approaches, we have this unique ability to take refuge in the peace / presence of God. And what a joy and privilege that is. Because without that ability, life would be so much harder. I mean, this is such a huge topic, and we don't have the time to develop all of this, but I trust God's exhortation tonight was clear. Peace be still. Gracious Heavenly Father, we can only see so much to express our hearts, but you know our hearts' cries. You know our hearts' desires. You know exactly what we're going through at any given moment. You know exactly what we need in all situations, Father. And that is just a big sigh of relief, because without you, it just would be so much more difficult. But right now, Father, I say thank you for all that you do for us. In Christ's name, amen.